Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome to the month of June. How did that happen so fast?
Here we go.
We always have to do this. Can you believe that it's June already? Where does the time go?
We're halfway through the year. Where has time gone?
But this is the month that Barrett knows that school wraps up, so he is getting very excited for summer break.
He's got senioritis.
Yes, kindergartneritis.
Yes, yes.
But he, you know, he's getting ready for summer camps.
Uh-huh.
So we're, and he's doing outdoor camps this year, which he's very excited about. So we're gearing up for all his outdoor adventures, I guess, that he's
going to
have.
Is he going away to camp?
No, it's just like a day camp, but
gotcha,
it's
gotcha,
all
gotcha.
Outdoors, which is wonderful for him because he's a, you know, feral raccoon pretty much. So
did you ever do an like a go away camp? I always You did.
You know what? We would go on a ferry to Vashon Island and go over to Camp Sea Elf, and it was like an overnight camp. Loved it so much.
How long would you be away from your family?
Like maybe a week.
That's crazy.
It was so much fun, and they had a, I don't even know if they still have this, but they had like a fictional creature that like lived in the woods there.
And just mess with people?
I think his name was like Uncle Wigglebottoms or something like that. So you're always looking for Uncle Wigglebottoms.
Did Uncle Wigglebottoms ever make it into the news?
No, I don't think he did.
And that sounds like a name where you're like, of course Uncle Wigglebottoms is the one that got in trouble.
Not again.
Dude, my parents never, I always wanted to go to camp. The go-away camp. And I'm positive they didn't do it because it cost money.
Sure.
But now as a parent, like if Tatum said I want to go to go-away camp, I'd be like, no. I don't want you away from us for a week.
I just feel bad that you haven't had the camp experience, Steve. So I think maybe we should send you away to like a grown-up camp.
That's going to happen this summer.
You're going to go to a grown-up camp?
Oh, no, my wife and I are going camping. I mean, that's kind of grown up, right? We're bringing Tatum, too, with us.
Oh, you guys are living it up.
They do those grown-up camps, though.
Like a dude ranch or something like that?
I think it's just, honestly, I think it's just it's a front for a place to go to do a bunch of, like, hallucinogenics. Oh, you're just snorting. Yeah. You know what I mean? You see, like, some of these websites, I'm like, this is just an excuse to get away from the family and get high.
Yeah, you call it what you want it, but we know what's going on.
I mean, I'm in for it, but let's just call it what it is.
Are you in for informing the Rockaholics with me?
So long as Uncle Wigglebottoms is joining us.
Deal.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Uncle Wigglebottoms. No, it's actually brought to you by Patrick Palace and Palace Law. And today is, it's one of those scents that when you walk into a grocery store, you want it.
You know it's on.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What is it? What What do you walk into the grocery store and smell, Steve?
What do you think? What would it be for you? Like, you walk into a grocery store and you smell something, you're like, I need to buy it.
The floral department.
The floral department?
I don't know.
What do you think? It's National Floral Department Day? No. Think food. It's one of the sweetest. I'm leaning down the wrong direction. One of the best scents.
Is it the deli section?
Getting closer. And even as a plant-based weirdo, I still want to just grab it and eat it.
The rotisserie chicken.
Yes, it's National Rotisserie Chicken Day. They always smell amazing. And it's one of those few things, in my opinion, that the smell isn't... It's like when you eat it, you're like, okay, yeah, it lived up to the hype.
Absolutely.
Like, the taste is as good as the smell.
Just magical.
All right, well, let's give crap to garlic fries, because I feel like garlic fries are one of those things where it smells amazing, and then you have, you're like, this is too much.
Yeah, it's like, I'm good for a couple garlic fries, but I don't want like a whole... basket.
Right. You go to a Mariners game, I don't want to get the whole thing. I'll pick at somebody's garlic fries, yes. But I don't want a whole thing of garlic fries.
100%.
And I bring that up because, well, the Mariners, man, we went into the weekend, I'm like, what the hell? This team's falling apart. I started to become like those people on social media where you're like, oh, here it is. It's not even June yet, and the team's already sucking because they blew a couple of leads. You're like, this is rough. But then they turned things around. Had a good weekend against the Minnesota Twins. Cal Raleigh yesterday hit his Major League Baseball leading 23rd home run, and it's fun seeing the comments because Major League Baseball did a whole thing about him, and there's so many people like, I have no idea who this guy is because, you know, he's here in Seattle, and of course, nobody knows. But yeah, the Mariners ended up winning 2-1 yesterday, but let's talk about Saturday night. What an awesome story. I don't know if you were paying attention to what happened over the weekend.
Yes.
Cole Young, he's a 21-year-old kid. He was playing with the Tacoma Rainiers, and then the coach for the Rainiers had to pull him aside mid-game on Friday, and there's a great video of it. It's subtitled because the audio is kind of tough to hear, but basically, he's telling him, hey, we got to pull you from the game. And Cole's like, why? He's like, we're sending you to Seattle. He's like, where? Seattle. You got called up to the Seattle Mariners, his entire team. You can tell he's loved by the Rainiers players. And now, I think he's also loved by the Seattle Mariners players as well, because Saturday night, his parents were there. The game goes into the 11th inning. The game is tied at 4-4. And then Cole Wright's at bat, and this happens. Well, if it does happen.
1-2. On the ground, tap to first. Bare hand peck coming home. Mastrobani scores. Cole Young will eat for free in Seattle tonight.
That's one way to endear yourself to the team.
And the video that they showed of his parents in the crowd was seriously the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Wild story out of Whatcom County. Cleanup crews had to respond to a semi-truck that crashed, and it was carrying 70,000 pounds of bees. At first, the report said 250 million bees were escaped, but then somebody said, actually, we talked to some other people. It was only 14 million bees.
This whole story is just insane. It became a national story.
Oh, yeah, they had to close streets all around to try to get these bees to come back. They were very nervous that they could possibly swarm, and King 5 reported on it.
Recovery operations are complete tonight in Whatcom County after a semi-truck carrying millions of honeybees crashed near Linden yesterday, releasing the insects into the wild.
All right, this sounds like the premise to a horror film.
100%.
Wild. Beekeepers who are on scene estimate about 14 million bees escaped during this rollover crash early yesterday morning. 20% of the bees sadly died in the crash. That's nearly 3 million bees. We spoke with beekeeper Derek Condit, who has been helping with the recovery.
Now, this chat with this guy, I thought was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's just giving us the scoop up behind all the bee stuff.
About what comes next.
They're going to swarm in the nearby farm fields, the local forest, the trees, and they'll either, depending if the queen bee survived, start their colony out there in nature and become wild bees, or a percentage will join local native colonies.
Hey guys, can we hang out?
Can my crew kick it with your crew?
I brought weed.
He says neighbors should not be alarmed about bees swarming in the area.
Leave the swarms alone. And if you see bees, don't swat at them. And especially if it's a swarm, they will move on. Don't spray them with hoses or anything like that. And bees don't want to sting us or attack. That's only if they feel in danger. So really, just give them their space, and that's how we can best help them right now.
Condit says another way people can help is by putting out water for the bees.
I'm just as confused as the newscaster when she's like, put out water for the bees?
I have a little bee waterer at my house.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You put water in the bottom, and they sit on the stones, and they can have a little drinky drink.
I feel like if I tell this to Tatum, this is going to be our entire day. It's creating like a little water fountain for the bees, and then we're going to have to keep tabs on it all the time.
I'll send you a photo, and you can craft one with her.
Okay, sounds good. As far as weather, in the high is 69 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. Perfect day to set up some water for the bees. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
A woman's head was set on fire while she was at a concert. We're going to tell you what happened there at 6:20.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Post Malone and Jelly Roll are on tour together. They're calling it the Big Ass Stadium Tour.
And that it is.
They're already having some issues with their pyrotechnics. Apparently, a firework from the stage ended up hitting a fan in the head at their show in Toronto. So then a Toronto news report told us what happened.
A close call for a concert goer in Toronto after her hair caught fire at the Post Malone and Jelly Roll concert last night.
Did you see the video by chance?
I did not.
So it's like the, you know, like when it rains, like little pieces of like sparkler.
Sparks, yeah.
But so it's kind of like one of those situations where it's like just raining like these little fireballs, basically. Whoa. And this girl's filming herself singing along with like the concert going on behind her. And one of those like little fireballs just lands right in her head.
Oh, no.
And you can see her be like jolted because she just got her scalp burned.
Ouch.
And then her hair is just smoking. And I was like, oh man, that had to have hurt.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Brie Flynn was at the concert with her sister. She was near the stage when a spark from the fireworks show landed on her head and caught fire. The moment is caught on the selfie video she was taking at the time. Flynn says she left the concert floor and was able to receive first aid on site.
I just felt something very like hot and hard hit my head out of nowhere. I didn't know what was happening until like the people next to me were like, your hair's on fire.
Taryn, you're no stranger to having hot and hard things hit your head.
All the time.
It has to hurt, right?
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I started freaking out because I clued in what was happening.
Flynn says the injury on her head is healing. She says she has no plans to pursue legal action, but is sharing her story in the hopes the tour organizers make changes to help keep fans safe during concerts.
My first thought was, she's not suing. What kind of American is she? And I realize this is happening in Canada.
They're a lot kinder over there.
Apparently
eh?
So.
So, and she apparently was not the only one. So because this was picked up as a local news story, someone commented that that had happened to them as well, that like a spark or a part of the firework had gone down their jacket at a Post Malone show. I mean, maybe they got to figure this whole pyro thing out.
I mean, visually, it looks cool, and that's always been, like, a bucket list. Like, being a wrestling nerd, like, some of the wrestlers, like Goldberg, he would come out to, like one of those kind of things where it's just, like, all those fire and streams and all that kind of stuff going on, and he walks through it. I was like, that's probably pretty epic. But when you're not expecting it,
oh yeah,
it probably sucks.
So for you, Steve Miggs, I'm guessing you haven't caught on fire at a show, but what's like the most insane thing that's ever happened to you at a concert or something that you witnessed even?
Witness, first thing that pops in my mind, over the weekend, we had a wrestling event, and then our buddy was going, because we have a mutual friend, and he's part of that boy band tribute act called All Fedoras.
Yeah.
So we were like, screw it, let's go, right? So, and this place is packed. And it's just, I mean, it's like 90% women, right?
Obviously. Of course.
And we're up in the balcony of this really cool club called the Hidden Hall in Fremont. Never even knew about this place, and it was awesome. So while we're watching them perform, I'm like looking out into the crowd, and I'm like, everyone's having a good time. And I got like a bird's eye view. And then all of a sudden, I locked in on this group at the perfect time. This woman just turns around and goozles this other woman, like basically grabs her by the throat.
What?
Just turns around and just starts choking her. And I'm like, what the F is happening? So then the girl who's being choked, her boyfriend gets in the middle of it. That girl's now saying some crap to him. And then like he's able to de-escalate it because I'm like, oh, there's going to be a fight. This is amazing.
Fight.
The girl who did the choking just turns around like nothing ever happened and just keeps dancing and singing along to NSYNC. And then the woman who got choked doesn't move. They don't even leave. So they're all still in that same section, and they all just act like as if nothing happened. A song goes by. Security shows up. Now they're kicking the one woman out.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like, I'm watching all this. So later on the night, I run into that security guard. I'm like, bro, how did that go with the woman like you kicked out? He's like, oh, she was not happy. Did you see it? I'm like, oh, I saw the whole thing. And he's like, so was I in the right for kicking her out and not the other girl? I was like, absolutely. The other girl, unless she said something awful, did nothing. I think she might have been bumping into the girl, but like nothing bad. She wasn't doing anything that deserved to be choked.
What a fun show within the show.
It was amazing, though, watching that go down.
So what was the most insane thing that ever happened to you, Rockaholics, at a show or something that you witnessed at a show? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK, what was the most insane thing that you saw happen at a show? Maybe it happened to you. Maybe you witnessed it happening to someone else. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Green Day. The most insane thing that happened to you, or the most insane thing that you witnessed happening at a show? Call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold, and their story involves AC/DC, the Tacoma Dome, and fire.
I've heard about that before.
We're going to get that story in just a moment, so you hang tight. First, we're going to catch up with David from Des Moines. David, what was the most insane thing that happened to you or that you witnessed at a show?
Yeah, so I was at Pain in the Grass. It was Five Finger Death Punch opening up for Rob Zombie. Yep. So during the openers on the outside, you know, they have like the water events that were opening up, like the sprinklers and all that stuff. So this guy and this girl, they just did a bunch of mushrooms and they were running around. She fell over, busted her knee up, and she was like bleeding like profusely. So they started like rubbing the blood over each other and they had a huge like makeout session and everyone started like cheering them on.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. It was absolutely wild, crazy, and insane.
That is bonk. I've seen some crazy things at our Pain in the Grass shows, but I don't think anything on that level.
Yeah, it was really gnarly.
I wonder whatever happened with them. Like, did they get married? They sound like they were perfect for each other.
I think they lived happily ever after.
You think so? She might walk with a limp now, but...
For sure. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny in Gig Harbor. What's the most insane thing that happened to you or that you witnessed at a show?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, this was the AC/DC show at the Tacoma Dome there. And they it was for those about to rock, they'd have the two cannons, one on each side of the stage, fire them six or eight times. Well, at that time, a person on the floor apparently had some type of firework missile-type thing, shot it straight up. It hit the exact center on the main beams, which are wooden, and started the fire. And they had to send stage. They didn't stop the show. They sent the stage boys up there and got it out. But the next show I seen, you could see the burn mark.
Oh, no.
How did that how did he even get into the concert with something that could like set off an explosive?
I don't know, man. But crazy. It was crazy. But I got even a crazier one. And this, I could tell it wasn't staged. It was 1974. My very first concert was Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the first opening bands had played. The lights are kind of on, waiting for Skynyrd. And about 50 feet off the stage, two guys had beef, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, a big circle opens up. It's a 20-foot opening. They are kick-fight, boxing, back fist, front fist, spinning back kicks, both of them. about a minute, and it wasn't staged. About a minute goes by, and one just dropped.
Ooh.
Just dropped, dude. Cold. But it wasn't staged. I mean, it was, what did he at? Of two guys.
Well, yeah, and it's like, and it's Lynyrd Skynyrd. They're not known for like mosh pits and circle pits. So, I mean, like, this is something that's probably not, and even back in those days, I don't know if anyone was having mosh pits or circle pits going on.
No, there was a lot of, always back then, there was a lot of pressing to get up the stage. Pressing,
yeah.
pressing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I seen Rush one time, and the stage was buckling, and they kept threatening us two or three times. Rush is not going to come out unless you back up, So I grabbed one of my buddies, well, two, each grabbed by an arm, and we went from like 60 feet from the stage to 30 because everybody was going back and we were moving forward.
I'm glad you were listening to the directions, Kenny. That happened once. It was a Boxcar Racer. Do you remember that band?
Oh,
It was a side project for a couple of members of Blink 182.
And
I got to do the stage announcement at the Paramount. That crowd was so hyped. They were just pushing and pushing, like you were saying. They finally were like, they looked at me. I already did my stage, and they're like, can you go back out there and tell everybody to take like four steps back? Because it was just like, we can't start the show with how things are going because it's only going to get worse once they start playing.
Oh, look at you. You saved the day.
I mean, yeah, I'm a hero.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating this hero known as Steve Miggs? He has a record of 178 wins, 58 losses, and 42 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 650.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.